DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that'll be it. Final score, the Pitt Panthers defeat the Chippewas of Central Michigan 45-17.
The voice of the Pitt Panthers heard there is Bill Hillgrove, and you can hear him right here at 7:50 every Thursday morning. He joins us right now. The 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Bill, thank you for joining us. It's Brawl Week.
Always look forward to it. You know what it's like from one end, and the rest of us know what it's like from the other end, and I hope it goes on forever. I really do.
Bill, you know, this very rarely works out, at least in college football, and you were around when Johnny Majors came back in the 90s. Didn't work out so well. Do you think it ultimately works out for Rich Rodriguez at West Virginia, him coming back and being the head coach now?
I hate to duck your question, Doran, but, you know, every case is different, and I don't know that anybody can set a pattern for going back home. I do remember one of the great lines of Beano Cook when they talked about Johnny Majors coming back home, and he said, "Would John Majors have come back home if home were TCU?" And at that time, TCU was a bottom feeder. And I thought it was a pretty great line. But it's, you know, to be determined. You know, there's a lot of positives, but there are some negatives attached to it as well. And in Majors' case, when he came back, he didn't have the kind of support from up above that he had the first time around, and he was doomed to fail. So, you know, every case is different.
Billy, you've called enough of these games, obviously 108, the 108th edition.
He hasn't called all 108.
No, Saturday. I'm saying he's called a good portion of those. Not more than half, but close.
I can recall them, but I didn't call them.
There you go. But you called plenty of them. And I think the old adage that applies to rivalries, that you can throw the records of the previous week out, applies to this one, and there's many examples that it really doesn't matter what the records are or what happened last week. The brawl takes on a life of its own.
Absolutely. And this will be no exception. I know that, you know, early in the week we got the news that the Mountaineers have lost a couple of offensive starters. And, you know, some fans say, well, that's a good thing for Pitt. I don't think it applies. I think it rivalries. The players play their best. They play heated football. And, you know, I agree with you. I just think that, you know, anything can happen. And if the Panthers go down there thinking that it won't, they could be in for, a long afternoon or a long afternoon toward evening.
Bill Hillgrove, our guest here on the Fan Morning Show. Bill, what's your synopsis of what Pitt has been able to do through a couple of weeks?
I like the step forward that Eli Holstein has taken. You can see that he's seeing the field better. Okay, he hasn't made every decision a good one, but most of them, yes. And also his willingness to take what they give him in terms of using his feet to get first downs. I think in college football, the quarterback has to be able to do that. I like the depth on defense that I've seen. With the exception of maybe corner. I like the depth up front. The linebackers, they've got three great starters and pretty good guys behind them. And on offense, you know, I think some things were answered. They've got receivers. And, you know, although they're new faces, new names, they're quality. And the tight end position is crowded and deep. So, and the offensive line, I think the most important thing, it's better. At least it has a chance to be a lot better than last year. So I think it augurs well. And Trey Budkowski has done everything they've asked for him as a brand-new kicker. And I see great consistency with the punter. So, you know, all things are kind of pointed up for the Panthers.
I hope that West Virginia has provided you with a legitimate two deep and not one of these crazy, bizarre two deeps that the rest of the media gets to see, Bill. You got all kind of names to memorize.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I checked it this morning against what I had, and I only had to add one name. And, you know, I added Jamori Robinson just in case, but there were some indications during the week that he may not go. So I think that's a game day decision for Coach Rod and his staff.
Bill, you're the man. We look forward to your call of the 109th Backyard Brawl coming up on Saturday right here on The Fan. Thanks a lot.
Nobody's looking more forward to it than me.
Thanks, Billy.
See you there, Pard.
D.C. sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before.
Right. Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.